Welcome to Module 9, Passion, Purpose, and the Big Why, the through lines of a Hell Yes life. In this module, you're going to be discovering and creating a whole new world of understanding about what makes you tick, since you are the only one who knows yourself best, even if it feels like you're lost or stuck or confused right now. Only you can discover the answers about your Hell Yes life by looking within and asking yourself the questions throughout these modules and listening to the inner wisdom that arises. This workbook is specifically designed to help you dive deep, listen to the messages of your soul, feel into your energy, and tune in to the guidance that arises. As a reminder, and as with all of the previous modules, I encourage you to really let yourself fly with these questions for exploration. Let go, let loose, think expansively, and let it all come through, regardless of how silly or ridiculous or unconventional or unacceptable or forbidden the ideas and messages may seem that surface in response. This is your space to open up and let your beautiful, vibrant, unique spirit sing her song. There is a life-enriching dance that takes place inside of your cells when you are in tune with what motivates you, inspires you, lights you up, gives you joy, and calls you forth. Here, we will continue to explore your Hell Yes life through the intersecting themes of Ikigai, motivation, zest, passion, and purpose, the Big Why, and many other themes. Think of these as shades of the same bright color or instruments playing a joyful piece of music in perfect harmony. To set the stage, I'll introduce you to some of the themes here so that you know what to expect in the upcoming workbooks. Ikigai. Ikigai is the Japanese secret of living a long, happy, and healthy life full of purpose. It translates as the thing that you live for, or the reason for which you get up in the morning. Having and living an ikigai remedies those symptoms of purposelessness and infuses our everyday existence with, well, life, the energy that moves us, inspires us, connects us, and fills us with the real joy of living. Colloquially referred to in this program as your Hell Yes life. We'll be exploring Ikigai in Module 9.1. In Module 9.2, we'll be going super deep into the themes of motivation, zest, passion, and purpose. Here's some context. Motivation. Motivation is an entire field of study on its own. And there's a ton of information and opinion out there about how to find your motivation and how to 10x your drive and why discipline creates motivation and other cutting-edge theories and life hacks that promise to help you tap into your best life ever. That said, the kind of motivation that we're going to be exploring here is not necessarily of that nature. Motivation hacks are certainly useful, and we'll be reviewing some of the top motivation strategies in Module 11. But what we're interested here at this point in the journey is what already motivates you at this point in your life. As in, why do you do the things that you do? More specifically, what is the source energy that calls you forth to take action, especially positive action, in your life? What keeps you moving forward? Zest. Noun. Great enthusiasm and energy. Excitement, engagement, childlike wonder, and sweet magical moments. These are some of the qualities of zest. Think of a time when you were so in the moment, so into what you were doing, that you were in the zone, euphoric, elated, or ecstatic. Take a moment, close your eyes, and let your subconscious conjure up a memory where you felt a true zest for life. Can you remember feeling the life force that came through in that experience? Where were you? What was it that was lighting you up? What were you feeling? That, darling, is what I'm calling zest. And zest is an attribute of flow state, which is a key ingredient in authentic happiness, which we'll be learning all about in the authentic happiness and well-being portion of the program. So honing in on what's zesty in our lives not only feels good, but helps to guide us toward our purpose as well. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, here are some zestful moments that come up for me. Playing in the yard with my adorable 4 and 6-year-old neighbors on a summer afternoon. Watching hilarious comedies and eating popcorn with my mom. Hosting my famous dinner and costume parties. Dancing to great music with great friends and strangers. Traveling solo and adventuring in new places. Hiking and being in nature. Cooking and sharing meals with loved ones. sitting here writing this workbook on a restaurant deck overlooking Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Begin reflecting on what zesty moments and memories come up for you. You'll be tuning into this energy in the workbooks ahead. Passion. Passion can sometimes sound like a self-help buzzword, so let's go ahead and talk about what we mean by the word passion here. It's actually quite simple, and to be direct, when I refer to passion, I'm referring to something that you fucking love being or doing. Like, not in the way that you love cookies or getting massages, although I guess those could technically qualify, but love being or doing in the sense that when you think about it or do it or think about doing it, you get excited at the core, almost primal feeling level, and you feel like you could do or be it all day, or almost all day, without losing interest or enjoyment. Passion feeds you, beckons to you, drives you, and you have this passion because of its inherent value and fulfillment to you, come hell or high water. That kind of love. That is what I'm referring to as passion. Now, don't worry or get yourself in a tizzy if you don't know what your passion is or what your passions are, or if you can't recall a time when you felt that connected to the joy of doing anything. That's totally okay. That's what this module is here to help you uncover. And if you do know what your passions are, this workbook will help you to explore them even further so that you can generate new ideas, inspirations, and integrations. We'll be taking a deeper dive into passion in Workbook 9.2, which highlights some of the steps from the passion test, and I encourage you to refer to the full version in the book, The Passion Test, to get a crystal clear idea of your top five. Purpose. Alas, we have finally arrived at the theme that you likely joined this program for in the first place. Little did you know that you would be going on an entire journey before arriving here at Purpose Palace. And just so you know, the journey doesn't end here, but we will be taking a nice stroll through the ins and outs of purpose and exploring several questions that are super helpful in identifying its many colors. To set a few things straight at the outset of this whole Purpose Palace tour, I would like to clarify some specifics and perhaps even bust some myths about what purpose is and what it isn't, and what we're talking about here. First, and this probably isn't what you want to hear right now, purpose doesn't have a definition. There is no such thing as a definitive, defined, definite purpose. There, I said it. Purpose doesn't have a definition. What the hell am I talking about, you're probably wondering. Well, okay, by definition, if purpose had a definition, the definition would have to be an exact statement or description of the nature, scope, or meaning of purpose. And that simply isn't possible because purpose is infinite, nuanced, unique, fluid, and always in motion. I'm not trying to wax poetic or dabble in relativistic philosophy here, I promise. Please bear with me. Purpose is, by nature, unique, nuanced, multifaceted, and ever-evolving. Human purpose especially, but I'll argue this case for anything's purpose, really. I mean, sure, some things may seem to have a specific reason for being. For example, a coffee mug fulfills its purpose by keeping our hot, brown, drug-laced liquid from oozing all over the floor. We could even go as far as to argue that the purpose of the coffee cup is to hold coffee because that's what it's designed for. But if we're being honest, that's only if the reason we're using the coffee mug is to hold our caffeinated beverage. But one quick search on Pinterest reveals that there are dozens of ways to use a coffee mug, dozens of reasons and purposes, one could say. Not that there's such a thing as a quick search on Pinterest. Wait, where'd the last 2 hours go? My point here is that, as annoying as this might sound, purpose is an evolution, a constant motion of alignment with our unique abilities and passions, a process of discovery, of self-awareness, of living in harmony with our values, passions, and highest contribution to the greater good. A meaningful life fully lived moment by moment. A humble yet proud existence of following through in service to the things or thing that matter most to us. Purpose is a very human and very honorable quest for, and in generation of, existential harmony within and without. Wow, I really went Pulitzer Prize candidate with that, didn't I? Okay, well the thing is, that's the thing with purpose. It really commands a descriptive explanation. I mean, it has been the topic of discussion, debate, literature, art, culture, and religion since the dawn of humankind, which is another piece of evidence for its definitionlessness, by the way. So congratulations, you have made it this far to find out that there is no single definition of purpose and no panacea for its absence. But not to fear, my dear, everything that you've done so far along in this journey, all of the soul searching and gremlin slaying and ally creating and up-leveling is a necessary part of honing in on your unique, ever-evolving purpose. You may discover that you have one overarching purpose or many micro-purposes. There's no right or wrong here, as long as you listen to your inner truth and wisdom. And the garden that you have tended so intentionally so far is the fertile place from which the truth and manifestations of your passion and purpose will thrive. 9.3, purpose, altruism, and contribution to the greater good. Helping others and being a positive impact in the world is one of the most powerful things you can do to experience joy, well-being, and a sense of purpose on a daily basis. In the short 9.3 workbook, I'll share some of the latest social science and research about how and why being of service to something beyond ourselves is such a positivity boost, and I'll invite you to explore ways that you can intentionally make a positive impact in the world, whether it's being a values-based parent or a global ambassador for peace or anything in between. 9.4, the big why. The big why, your big why, is your North Star, your guiding light, your reason for committing to a hell yes life. The why that is the supportive current behind your life on a minute-by-minute basis, as well as for your life in its entirety. We'll be looking at your big why from the perspective of the here and now, as well as on your 100th birthday, so get ready to feel inspired. Module 9.5, Authentic Happiness and Well-Being. The field of positive psychology has completely changed the landscape of what we know about what it is to be human, what drives us, what makes us truly happy, and what it means to flourish. In Module 9.5, I share the core principles of positive psychology and how you can apply them in your life right away to start living a genuinely hell yes life from the inside out. 9.6, Personality Assessments. To help you better understand yourself, your passions, areas of growth, and weaknesses, and how you can use this new information to help guide you in your journey toward your North Star and purpose, I've included links to a few extremely useful personality assessments and resources to help you understand your results. All right, go ahead and begin with Module 9.1.